You mean like sort of on?
I guess I love
you. Imagine a new
you. You haven't lost your touch.
You mean like sort of on?
It's hard to believe the drama is over.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
You mean like sort of on?
I guess I love you.
It's hard to believe the drama is
you
over.
Lost your touch.
Well, that's all the scripted stuff.
I'm sure it was.
Hi, I'm Robert Ballantyne. You're listening to Pop Journalism on CKLN 88.1 FM, a show that takes a different look at media and pop culture. This week, we step inside the concentrated world of Canadian media. We also have a song about the feud between Michael Jackson and Sony Music executive Tommy Mottola, plus a mix of music and spoken word that includes our irregular take on the news, The Week in Review. We'll be right back.
No!
It's hard to believe the drama is over.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
Pop Journalism. Hello and welcome back to Pop Journalism. And good morning. It's July 21st, 2002. Today we're going to have a hot day again in Toronto. High 33 degrees. You know, I'm not a big fan of warm weather, and on Monday it's going to be even hotter with a high of 35 degrees. Weather aside, today is our 6th episode of Pop Journalism. I want to thank everyone for all the positive emails and phone calls I've been getting during the show. You can always let me know what you think about the show as it goes along. I'm here live every morning. You can call us live at the station at 416-595-1655. Or you can email me at popjournalism@rogers.com. But as always, after our musical break, it's time for the Week in Review. Week in Review. Week in Review. The Catholics are coming! The Catholics are coming! Yes, World Youth Day is about to begin in Toronto, culminating in a public mass by the Pope. World Youth Day participants are already flooding into the city. You can tell because the tourists like to walk downtown in rows of seven, blocking the sidewalks. Then, they'll take group photos and make you wait until they finish their shot. Not that I've noticed this problem or anything. Anyway, youth from around the world are here to worship. The travelers, or pilgrims, as some in the media are calling them, faced many obstacles just to get to Toronto. Take this person's story, told to the CBC.
To see so many people worshipping the same God, singing, and to see so many people in one place. So I decided to take part also in these days in Toronto. I didn't have much money, but somehow it came, and now I am here.
Divine intervention, perhaps? I think so.
Pop Journalism.
A British bank apologized this week after it sent a letter to a man addressed to his dead wife that began with "Dear Mrs. Deceased." A spokesperson for Egg, an online bank, said the letter was an unfortunate clerical error. One of their employees simply entered the word "deceased" in the last name field on a computer database. The bank spokesperson apologized to Mr. Deceased for the incident. A German man who relieves stress by repeatedly entering a forest to scream has been ordered to find a new way to relax because he's scaring his neighbors. Police found the 25-year-old man after being called to investigate a series of loud yells coming from a local forest. This was the third time police were sent out to investigate the man's screams. The screamer faces a fine of $75, which only served to stress him out again, but this time he won't have the forest to yell at.
your entrance is grand. Red carpet rolls out on the side they stand, worshipping you like a god and like a goddess. Somehow you remain modest. Flashbulbs pop, paparazzi goes wild. With amazing grace, you walk and smile. They answer to your beck and call. You're flawless, after all.
Overqualified for the position. Your dreams see fruition. Premier class on a higher plane.
Everyone wants to know your name. Just like perfection.
Needs no correction. Like no other. Absolutely.
Just like perfection.
Needs no correction. Like no other.
Absolutely flawless.
Flawless.
Flawless. Absolutely flawless. Like perfection. Like no other. Flawless. Like perfection. Like no other. Flawless. Absolutely flawless. Like perfection.
Did you know that almost 90% of Canada's media is owned by seven corporations? Well, it's true. Canada has some of the most concentrated media centers in the world. This narrowing range of media voices has caused trouble recently. The recent outrage over the firing of Ottawa Citizen publisher Russell Mills by the Canwest Global Corporation was just part of one long string of events that have plagued Canwest Global, Canada's largest newspaper owner, a string of firings which some critics said were due to conflicting editorial opinions between the writers and the owners, the Asper family, have caused tension in the journalism scene. To commemorate this condensation of media voices, we honor them with our own top seven list. Let's put on the background music. At number one, Bell Globe Media. It's a major player which owns CTV, Globe and Mail, and internet service Simpatico Lycos. It has a controlling interest in Report on Business Television and the sports network, TSN. Controlling this empire is President and CEO Michael Sabia and the Thompson family. At number two, who can forget Canwest Global. As Canada's largest daily newspaper publisher, it has run into controversy as of late. It owns 14 English-language metropolitan dailies in Canada, including the Ottawa Citizen, Montreal Gazette, Vancouver Sun, and Vancouver Province, plus over 100 community newspapers. Its television holdings include the Global Television Network, made up of 11 stations across Canada, and 5 independent television stations in Kelowna, Red Deer, Victoria, Montreal, and Hamilton. Canwest also owns the internet news content provider Canada. .com. Of course, it also owns National Post, Canada's second largest national newspaper. At number three, GTC Transcontinental Group. Haven't heard much of them, but they are Canada's second largest publisher of community newspapers. The company owns 79 community newspapers, including 10 dailies, mainly in Quebec. It's one of the 10 largest commercial printers in North America and Canada's second largest publisher of magazines and periodicals. It's the largest publisher of weekly newspapers in Quebec and the second largest in Canada. At number four, Shaw Communications, which operates under the name of Corus Entertainment, has holdings that includes 49 radio stations, television services, and Nelvana Limited, an international producer and distributor of children's programming and products. Shaw is also Canada's second largest cable TV provider, servicing most of the Prairie provinces. It also owns specialty television networks like YTV, Country Music Television, and premium pay TV services. At number five, Hollinger Incorporated. Hollinger is best known for its CEO, Conrad Black, but he sold most of his Hollinger newspapers to Canwest Global for over $3 billion. He still controls major newspapers like the Jerusalem Post, Chicago Sun-Times, and London's Daily Telegraph. He's also a partner in the new
New York Sun paper. Still, Hollinger retains ownership of over 64 community newspapers and magazines across Canada. Hollinger sold its 50% share of the National Post in August 2001 and sold 28 of its Ontario community newspapers in July 2001. At number 6, Quebecer, which publishes the Sun Media chain's 16 newspapers, including the Toronto Sun. It also owns Canoe.ca and the largest cable television network in Quebec, called Videotron. The Montreal-based company also owns TVA, Quebec's largest private TV network, and has an interest in Quebecer World, the largest commercial printer in the world. And finally, at number 7, Rogers Communications, which is the largest cable television company in Canada. Rogers owns the shopping channel CFMT, a multicultural TV station here in Toronto, and also owns most of cable sports channel Sportsnet. Rogers controls 62 consumer and business magazines, including Maclean's, Flair, and Canadian Business, not to mention other holdings, including 29 radio stations and the Toronto Blue Jays. And that's a rundown of 90% of our Canadian media.
Just might fall, and if you shout, I'll only hear.
Recently, singer and pop icon Michael Jackson has accused his record company Sony as being part of a plot to ensure that his latest album, Invincible, flopped at the record stores, even though Sony claims they spent $30 million, an unheard of amount, to promote his record. Jackson is an easy target to take aim at, as this song proves, which is called Tommy Mottola is Devilish.
Yes, very important. Yes, yes, yes. Very, very important.
He's still the king.
Yes.
Still. still the king.
I love you, thank you.
He's still ours, and we are still his.
Yes, yes, yes. I love you, thank you.
Scandalized.
Yes.
Thousands came out in London.
Yes.
Thousands will come out in New York.
Yes.
Thousands came out.
Yes, yes.
Thousands will come out scandalized.
Yes, yes. So we have to put an end to it forever.
But we tell him, don't worry about that.
This is very important. Very, 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 very important.
Don't worry about that.
These are dead and alive. They're always on tour because if they stopped touring, they would totally go broken. Sony Tommy Mottola. Sony Tommy Mottola. Dead and alive. Tommy Mottola, the president of the record division, is a conspiracy. He is a mean. He's a racist. He is a mean. He's a racist. And he's very, very, very devilish.
Don't worry about that.
Devilish.
Don't worry about that.
Devilish. Yes.
Every time Michael did something big, they attacked him.
I really believe it's a conspiracy.
Every time he made another historic move, they tried to scandalize.
It's not an accident. It's happened on purpose. So I need your support.
Don't worry about that.
Not just for me.
He's still the king.
When you fight for me, you're fighting for me. When you fight for me, you're fighting for all black people, especially the black artists. Especially for me. It's not an accident. For me. For me. On purpose. For me. Dead and alive.
Every single
That's all for this week of Pop Journalism. Thanks for joining us. Next week, we'll have a special edition of Pop Journalism, a call-in show all about the state of journalism in Canada. We'll be joined by a panel of guests. If you can't be part of the live discussion, you can always email us at popjournalism@rogers.com. There are other ways to contact us. You can find out about them at our website, popjournalism.netfirms.com. And again, I'm Robert Ballantyne. Thanks to all the people who helped out this week. We'll be back at the same time, Sundays, 7 to 8 o'clock a.m. Thanks again. Bye.
You mean like to live on?
It's hard to believe the drama is over.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
Pop Journalism.
Janet Reno on the dance floor, hoping to hustle her way into the Florida governor's mansion. It was a case of life imitating art for the former Attorney General, who was lampooned in a popular skit on Saturday Night Live called Janet Reno's Dance Party. So, with the very hip Level Nightclub on South Beach, Reno decided to make the most of it, throwing a $25 a ticket fundraiser and encouraging dancers to register. The event drew thousands. Reno says it's all about showing young people politics can be fun.
You can unbend, be flexible, reach out to people, touch people. Touch their hearts and souls and minds and spirits.
This supporter says what amazed her is that Reno planned the dance party even though she suffers from Parkinson's disease.
She's tough. I know that because my father had Parkinson's disease. And when I see her just going, it really impresses me that she's got that much stamina and willingness to do this, because I know that physically sometimes she probably is very tired.
Reno leads her Democratic rivals in the race for governor, but it will take more than a two-step to close the gap on Republican Jeb Bush, who still leads Reno by double digits. Tony Winton, Associated Press, Miami.